Local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, top stories of the day and your forecast on the way. 68 now at our studios. Let's first check traffic with Kane.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are still clear. No delays up and down 65. Looks like it's a good ride from the 1065 split up towards Chickasaw and Saraland. Downtown from the tunnels and coming into the Eastern Shore, the Bayway, the Causeway, it's a good ride. Daphne, Spanish Fort, checking in accident free. June is Teacher Appreciation Month at the Battle House Hotel and Spa, and you made it all the way through the school year, so you receive 20% off any 50-minute service or more. For reservations, call the Battle House Spa at 338-5700. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This hour of Mobile Mornings brought to you by family-owned Azalea Coffee Service, proudly serving Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years. Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178, 675-9178. FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be a warm day with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, mostly clear with patchy fog after midnight, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, sunny with highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Get ready to red, white, and... At Wind Creek Atmore, we're cranking up the excitement by giving away not one, not two, but three hot new rides. A Ford Edge, a Ford Mustang, and a Ford F-150. You can start earning chances to win now. Then come in on Friday, May 24th, Saturday, May 25th, and Sunday, May 26th, when we're giving away free play and those beautiful Fords in our red, white, and giveaway. Only at Wind Creek Atmore.
All right, 708 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Friday. Just back from the break room there with my Earl Grey tea.
Ooh,
yeah,
fancy.
Very nice. Hey, because by the way, the show partially brought to you and definitely fueled by Wayne and the crew from Azalea Coffee. And also, let me add in that not only just one kind of coffee, they have private labels, also national brands like Maxwell House and Folgers. They got tea, they've got whatever, apple cider, whatever folks in your office would drink, they've got it. Great selection. Check them out online, Azalea Coffee, fueling Mobile Mornings. Three big things, top stories of the day up over at our website, fmtalk1065.com. You go there for a lot of things, weekend schedules, weekday schedules, online opinion poll questions, podcast, but while you're there, check out top stories of the day. Roy Moore weighing Alabama Senate rerun despite GOP opposition. Now, of course, that's a new story for a lot of folks like the AP out there. If you've been listening to FM Talk 106.5, we've been telling you that was a thing for the last, month and a half or so. Also, President Trump more cautious than his top advisors on Iran. That makes me feel good. And the sad story of the day. Internet sensation. And I got to tell you, this memes, you know, I get bored very quickly with memes out there, but a meme that had stood the test of time for me, seeing a picture of Grumpy Cat,
yes,
always made me laugh. Whatever Grumpy Cat was disapproving of, sad news that Grumpy Cat, whose real name is Tartar Sauce, became famous after her mug went viral on social media, you know, with that dour look on the cat's face.
Yes.
That sadness... And I think a urinary tract infection killed Grumpy Cat at age 7. So Grumpy Cat, age 7.
Could we not get Grumpy Cat some cranberry juice or something like that? And, you know, at least posthumously, Grumpy Cat's images will live on forever on the internet. But I'm wondering if we can get Grumpy Cat a segment in like an in memoriam. You know, how will it be the Academy Awards? Who will honor Grumpy Cat in memoriam?
Don't they do internet awards each year, kind of like
that's
they do?
That's right.
I'm sure they'll do Grumpy Cat with some sad music in the background and all that. No comment yet from Fat Cat.
No.
You know, the other meme with the gigantically fat, kind of yellow, orangish looking cat. Yeah. No comment from that cat yet. But yeah, Grumpy Cat dead at age 7, which even in like, we're just saying that cat years are like dog years. 49, way too young.
Still too young.
By the way, too.
They say stress kills.
Yes, obviously stress of being unhappy kills. But seeing texters here are sending me that they have cats that are pushing 20 years plus. And I was thinking about my aunt's cat that I think the story of Inky, the cat. Inky made it to 18. Looking at the stats here from PetMD online.
Oh, no.
Says inside cats can live to be 15 or so on average. Outside cats, 7 years.
Oh, what? That's the average.
Average.
Yikes. You know, tough out there for cats.
Yeah, on the streets for sure. 712, I mean on the streets.
Yeah.
712, FM Talk 106.5. Let's get headlines now. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5, calling the newly signed abortion law, quote, unconstitutional, irresponsible, and shameful. Senator Doug Jones says he is, quote, deeply disappointed in the bill that Governor Kay Ivey has signed, which does not have exemptions for victims of rape or incest. Senator says, quote, I really hope that our state legislators stop playing politics and start focusing on policies that absolutely strengthen families. Senator Jones says he is currently working on a bill which is called the Healthy Moms Act. This bill would make pregnancy a qualifying event for health insurance purposes and would expand health care options for expectant mothers. This week, the state of Alabama made national headlines as the Alabama State Legislature passed the country's most restrictive abortion law. A 41-year-old inmate has been executed at Holman Correctional Prison. Prison officials confirmed that Michael Brandon Samra was pronounced dead last night at 7:33 p.m. following a lethal injection at the state prison in Atmore. Samra and a friend, Mark Duke, were convicted of capital murder in the deaths of Duke's father, his father's girlfriend, and her two young daughters back in 1997. According to court documents, Duke planned the killings because he was angry at his father because he would not let him use his vehicle. The Associated Press is reporting that Samra's last words were, quote, I would like to thank Jesus for everything he has done for me, and that ended with the word amen. The families of the victims, they released a statement thanking the community for their support and added, quote, today justice was carried out. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
I'm Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. We have an update about a body found in Dog River. An autopsy shows 39-year-old Adrian Portis was killed before his body was dumped in the river. His body was discovered Monday by a kayaker. Police are looking for his killer. 21-year-old Dalton Walker of Atmore is in jail after a chase involving Robertsdale and Loxley police. The chase topped speeds of 90 miles per hour. A female passenger jumped out of Walker's pickup during the chase and was airlifted to a hospital. That chase ended in the Rossington community when Walker crashed into a tree. He faces charges including reckless endangerment, attempted aggravated assault, and attempting to elude. You can help the family of an Alberta boy battling a cancer so aggressive he has to fly out of state for treatment. News 5 went along as Pilots for Christ flew Baxter Duddy and his family from Fairhope to Children's Hospital of Georgia in Augusta to meet with a special care doctor. He's been battling brain and spine tumors for the past 3.5 years.
He is the true inspiration.
We have a link to a fundraiser to help with Baxter's medical costs on WKRG.com. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
Good morning, quarter after 7 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by the American Softball Association. In the NBA playoffs last night, the Golden State Warriors came back from 15 points down in the second half to defeat Portland 114-111.
What was stolen by Curry from half court, it's up, it's over! Golden State survives and wins game 2!
Stephen Curry scored 37 points, and the Warriors now lead the Western Conference Finals 2-0. Here's Warriors head coach Steve Kerr following the game.
We stole that game. I thought they outplayed us for much of the night, the majority of the night. But, you know, we brought enough competitive fire in the second half to overcome, you know, their great play.
C.J. McCollum scored 22 points for Portland, and Damian Lillard started slow, but he would go on to add 23 points and 10 assists. Game 3 in the best-of-seven series is Saturday night at Portland. Before yesterday's game, Kerr said that Warriors star Kevin Durant will not play in Games 3 and 4 of the conference finals as he continues to recover from a strained right calf. In the NHL playoffs, the Boston Bruins shut out Carolina 4-0 to sweep the Eastern Conference Final Series 4-0.
Tuukka Rask has a shutout. 4-0 the score. 4-0 the sweep by his team.
The Bruins are headed to their third Stanley Cup final in the past 9 years. Boston goalie Tuukka Rask registered the 7th shutout of his playoff career, and the Bruins' first line took care of the offense, with Patrice Bergeron scoring twice. David Pastrnak added a goal and 2 assists, and Brad Marchand added an empty net goal to seal the game and the series. The Bruins now await the winner of the Western Conference Final to learn who their Stanley Cup opponent will be. San Jose currently leads that series over St. Louis 2-1, heading into Game 4 tonight in St. Louis. In golf, Brooks Koepka shot a course record first round 63 and leads the PGA Championship by 1 stroke over Danny Lee. The defending champion had 7 birdies and didn't make a single bogey in his Thursday round. He also tied the PGA tournament record for lowest round in the process. Koepka's won 3 major championships now in the past 2 years. Tommy Fleetwood currently sits in 3rd place, 4 shots behind the leader. 5 golfers are tied for 4th at 2 under par. Then you have Jordan Spieth, Dustin Johnson, Phil Mickelson, Jason Day, and Ricky Fowler all 6 shots back at 1 under par. Tiger Woods had a roller coaster of a round. He finished at 2 over par, 9 shots behind Koepka.
2 double bogeys and having 2 3-putts today. It wasn't very clean today. And, you know, consequently, I'm, you know, a long way back.
Mm-hmm. Second round gets started this morning at Bethpage State Park. Bethpage Black, the course in New York. In the minor leagues last night, the Mobile Bay Bears rallied to defeat Pensacola 5-4 in extra innings and ended a 6-game losing streak. Game 2 of the 5-game road series in Pensacola set for tonight at 6:35. In the major leagues, Atlanta crushed St. Louis 10-2, their 5th win in their last 6 games. Cincinnati beat the Chicago Cubs 4-2, handing the Cubs their first series loss since early last month. Washington beat the New York Mets 7-6. Christian Yelich hit 2 home runs, leading Milwaukee past Philadelphia 11-3. San Diego beat Pittsburgh 4-3. In the American League, the White Sox beat the Blue Jays 4-2. Oakland demolished Detroit 17-3. Texas hit 5 home runs and blasted Kansas City 16-1. Cleveland beat Baltimore 14-7. And Seattle hit 4 homers in an 11-6 win over Minnesota. 7:19 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by the American Softball Association, the top women's professional softball league in the USA, and it's located right here in our very own backyard. The ASBA currently looking for host families for the upcoming 6-week-long season. It begins in mid-June. If you're interested in having a professional softball player to help teach and mentor your softball player this summer, or if you just want to show these pro athletes some Southern hospitality, you can find out more about becoming a host family at asbasoftball.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be a warm day with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, mostly clear with patchy fog after midnight, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, sunny with highs in the mid 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
My name is Dr. Lou Caponosi, president of the Common Sense Campaign. Please call Governor Ivey and Senator Shelby to stop the tolls for the proposed new I-10 Bay Bridge. Consider the following. Tolls could be $6 or higher for 55 years, one of the highest and longest tolls in the United States. The $6 toll has a frequent user reduction of a paltry 15%. Do the math. For a round trip, you could pay up to $4,380 per year. The I-59, I-20, $750 million bridge through downtown Birmingham has no tolls planned. Other segments of I-10 have been replaced in neighboring states, Florida and Louisiana, without imposing tolls. Call Governor Ivey at 334-242-7100, Senator Shelby's Mobile office at 251-694-4164, and go to MobileRiverBridge.com to express your opposition to the planned tolls.
Good morning from the Fitz & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Traffic building westbound lanes along I-10. Traveling in from the eastern Troy to downtown near the tunnels. Also Government, Cottage Hill, Airport, Dolphin, and Moffitt. And 65 seeing heavier traffic. Also is your traffic from Tillman's Corner and Theodore Rangeline, Halls Mill, and Highway 90. Heavy traffic, but no new wrecks in the roadways. Market in the Park is back again this Saturday in downtown Mobile, Cathedral Square. Your favorite version of a certified Alabama farmer's market. See them at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 722 FM Talk 106.5. About 12, 13 minutes away from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Not only your forecast, but the so important weekend weather scale as he hangs a number on this upcoming weekend. If you're getting out and enjoy it, a lot of stuff going on. Of course, Hangout Music Festival starting today.
Mm-hmm. They had the kickoff party last night, but it starts officially today.
So this is... This is my age. I have now had to scroll down on the opening day. It was not until 8 o'clock tonight that I recognized the first group there. And can you give me this? If it's not true, you don't have to say it. But for somebody of my advanced age, mm-hmm. am I pretty tuned into music that's younger than me?
Yeah, sure. I mean, generally when we see these music festival lineups, which are targeted for kids, basically college kids, you know at least half. Sometimes 75%.
Which is pretty good for 46, right? I know. It was not until 8 o'clock tonight, Vampire Weekend was the first group that I even, not like, didn't know there'd be, I didn't recognize mm-hmm. another group. Now, through the weekend, there's a handful of them that I do recognize, some I'd want to see, but yeah, it was an eye-opener that I got till 8 o'clock tonight before I even recognized the first band name. Not even saying whether I'm a fan or not, recognize the name.
So you don't even know the opener today at 11:30 a.m., Moon Boots? You don't know who Moon Boots is?
I do not.
I don't either.
All right.
Or Medicine. I don't know anybody, actually.
That makes me feel better. 7:24. Let's get some headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Happening this Sunday in our state capitol, organizers of the March for Reproductive Freedom are planning a march on the Capitol steps, which will then be followed by a rally. They are against Alabama's new abortion ban. Similar events will take place in Birmingham and Huntsville. Organizers say that, quote, people should have the right to make the decisions that are best for their bodies without state interference. The Alabama law would take effect in 6 months, but legal challenges are expected and would push that date back. If the ban is found constitutional by the U.S. Supreme Court, it would make it a felony to perform an abortion at any stage of pregnancy, with the doctor facing up to 99 years in prison. Making news out of Baldwin County this morning, a former middle school teacher has been acquitted of sex crimes against a 12-year-old child. On Thursday, according to the Baldwin County District Attorney's Office, a jury reached the unanimous decision to acquit former Baldwin County middle school teacher Danny Hamilton. Police arrested and charged Hamilton back in February of 2018 after a teacher found a note passed by the 12-year-old student to another student. Hamilton was accused of having sexual relations with the child during school hours and was able to get her to his classroom numerous times under false pretenses. According to prosecutors, Hamilton is now a free man. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on this Friday. And a reminder, if you've yet to get the details or even get started in our Big Green Deal contest, you're behind the eight ball.
Yeah.
Day here. So you need to get moving.
Already behind. You can register now through, what are we doing, July the 3rd, mm-hmm. leading into a great July the 4th for you.
Hopefully, yeah, we'll do the drawing July 3rd.
And Big Green Deal got, I think, and you know, we've been doing these contests now for 5 years, I think, mm-hmm. and this might be the best I've ever seen.
$9,000 worth of goodies for you. Now, this is stuff for your backyard. I'm not telling you where to use it, but you probably want to use it in your backyard some, and then out on the water some. And you can check out the details, all the items up for grabs on our Facebook page and on our website. Just look for the Big Green Deal. Also details on how to get registered. All right, 727. I saw this with Sunday coming up, and I realized we don't talk about it a whole bunch on the show, but you and I are, and it's a pretty good split because we have enough people in our circle that don't give a flip about Game of Thrones, mm-hmm. and then you and I are fans of Game of Thrones. Sunday night is it, the finale.
That's it.
You know, you and I both suggested off air maybe they just cut to black and have some Journey start playing Sopranos. But
how many people would that upset?
I would be highly amused, but because it's to get everything wrapped up in this last episode. I don't know how they're going to do it and have it feel satisfying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once again, it's not that if your favorite character dies or whatever. Oh well, I mean that's the story. But does it make sense?
Right.
It seems like it's kind of rushed here towards the end. But a lot of people are fired up about it, and a new poll out that 10.7 million people in the United States are going to skip work by calling in sick or using last-minute vacation days to not come to work on Monday.
Like it's the Super Bowl and they're up over midnight or something.
Yes,
like that?
I guess that's what it. I guess that's what it is. Maybe East Coast or something. It's too late, but for here it's 8 to 9 o'clock, and then you go to bed and you go to work. I mean, we get up at 4 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
and you can still make it to work. But they're saying this is a thing online that people are saying, yeah, we're going to take the day off on Monday. It is a federal holiday. No, not really. It's going to be Game of Thrones Day. And they sent a survey out there. I think if you miss work around here, if you miss work because you watch Game of Thrones on Sunday night, don't tell me.
No.
Don't tell me, because that'll probably be it. You'll probably get the cardboard box, pack up, and leave.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. I'd be like missing because the American Idol finale was the night before.
You got to have some better reason than just, I can't make it in. Why? Oh, I was watching Game of Thrones.
Has there ever been a series finale, you know, Cheers, Seinfeld, Friends? Has there ever been a series finale of a great show where everyone was happy? Of course, not everyone was happy, but a majority of the people were happy with the finale. It just seems like it's impossible to make a finale of a series that a lot of people watch that a majority of them will be happy.
You're right. It's kind of doomed from inception, right? Because just the fact that you're bringing this thing people love to an end. I think if people have open minds and realize everything comes to an end, you can then judge that final episode. And was it good? I feel, while I never wanted The Sopranos to end, I felt the Sopranos ending, as shocking as it was, looking back, it's a pretty good ending.
Mm-hmm.
MASH had a good ending. Friends, what do y'all think? The best show that you watched for time that had the best ending? Hit us up on the text line, 343-0106. Which show was it that you watched the finale and you said, okay, I'm okay with that? Which one was it? 343-0106. We'll get your text and talk about those coming up. Dr. Bill joins us right after News 5.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Pensacola police are looking for a hit-and-run suspect. Police say the driver was traveling on N Street and hit a man on his bike about noon Thursday. The bike became lodged under the car. The driver kept going, leaving the victim in the middle of the street. The victim was taken to Baptist Hospital with serious injuries. The suspect, described as a black man with short hair, driving a dark blue Buick LaCrosse. Police say it should be missing a fog light cover. Police are investigating two fatal crashes involving motorcycles. Thursday afternoon, officers responded to Hillcrest Road near Trent Lane, where there was a crash involving a car and a motorcycle. The person on that bike was killed. His name has not been released. Early Thursday morning, there was another fatal crash involving a motorcycle. 53-year-old Mark Brandon of Saraland was thrown from his motorcycle after it struck a guardrail on N Road in Tillman's Corner. It's the first day of the Hangout Music Festival. More than 30 musical acts will take the stage beginning at 11:30. The final performance of the day will be Travis Scott at the Hangout stage. The festival wraps up on Sunday. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
The steal of a deal savings continue now through May 30th at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Get a Colonial 23 White Gloss Flag Edition 25 long gun safe with 60 minutes of fire protection. Pickup price only $14.99. Or a Presidential 50 Black Gloss Finish 39 long gun safe with 2.5 hours of fire protection. Pickup price only $63.99. 18 months no interest on safes over $2,500 and 12 months no interest on safes over $1,000. Visit MWLiberty.com, like us on Facebook, or just look for the giant Liberty Safe at I-65 and Moffett Road.
President Trump of late is playing down talk of war with Iran.
President Trump is also privately grumbling to outside advisors about his national security advisor, John Bolton. Bolton's hawkish reputation and push for regime change in Iran are concerning U.S. allies.
Joe Johns in Washington. It's May 17th. Today, the deadline set by House Democrats to see President Trump's tax returns.
House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Richard Neal had subpoenaed the IRS and the Treasury Department for 6 years of the president's personal and business tax returns. That deadline is today. Of course, we don't expect them to hand over the president's tax returns anytime soon.
Lauren Fox on Capitol Hill. A federal judge has ordered portions of special counsel Robert Mueller's report to be unredacted and made public in the criminal case against former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Dow futures on Wall Street down 200 points. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kuschenko with Your Money Now. The Wall Street Journal says Craig Phillips, the driving force behind the Trump administration's effort to revamp Wall Street oversight, is leaving the Treasury Department to go back to the private sector. Phillips is the latest of Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin's top deputies to leave. His exit throws a cloud over the administration's plans to overhaul the way many people finance home purchases. Shares of Pinterest plunged 16% in after-hours trading after the company posted a wider-than-expected loss in its first quarterly report following its public market debut. And the drop makes Pinterest the latest tech company to encounter difficulty not long after a much-anticipated public offering. The stock had finished up 8% in regular trading, closing at $30.86, 62% higher than its IPO price. Grumpy Cat, the world's most famous cat due to her perpetual frown, has died at the age of 7. Her empire included toys, books, calendars, perfume, and even sneakers. That's Your Money Now.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintroat and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735, FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
It's been a nice run this week. I mean, we've had some temperatures in the upper 80s, but it sure felt decent with the low humidity.
Yeah, and those readings in the 50s and low 60s, very, very comfortable. But we're going to start to warm up now, and with more humidity in the air, the temperatures won't be quite as cool at night. Today, we can look for sunny skies and upper 80s this afternoon. So a really pretty nice day, although the wind will be picking up out of the southeast during the afternoon. Now, tonight, with the increase in humidity, we'll likely see some patchy fog develop after midnight. Low tonight will be in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, a little more humid, but still sunny, with a high temperature in the mid-80s. So Saturday looks good. Sunday, partly cloudy, and we've got a chance for some afternoon thunderstorms to develop on Sunday, and temperatures will be in the mid-80s. On Monday, again, a few afternoon thunderstorms, a high in mid-80s, and then the middle of next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, sunny skies and dry with temperatures in the upper 80s to around 90 degrees. So we've got a little bit of rain on the in the weekend, and it looks like Sunday afternoon with those scattered thunderstorms, but Saturday looks very good.
All right, Dr. Bill, with all that being said, it's time for our semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale that lies somewhere between 1 and 2. What do you say?
Well, as I mentioned, Saturday, sunny skies and seasonable temperatures, and then a chance of a few thunderstorms developing on Sunday. Put that together, got a 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
8140.
That's pretty good with that Sunday weather in the mix. Then tomorrow must be fantastic.
Looks good for Saturday. Again, a few thunderstorms for Sunday afternoon. Otherwise, not a bad weekend.
All right, Dr. Bill, good news. Thanks. We'll check back.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. And if you're new to town, let me give you a little up-to-date, little primer here. A guy with PhD in tropical weather. In other words, he is a hurricane expert decades and decades and decades at the University of South Alabama. And starting June 1st, of course, it's officially hurricane season. And that's one of the many reasons we have him on our staff. He is a pro. So make sure you call hurricane season long. You're looking for info. That's the man to listen to. Also, bump it on the text line here with the season or finales of shows. Got a call about the Cosby Show. I had forgotten about that, where the doorbell finally worked. Y'all remember that? Children of the 80s. You remember that one? Also, a lot of people, and I mentioned MASH, which had that kind of sad ending, but a lot of people saying the MASH season finale, one of their favorites. And when, you know, you say favorite, it's a, you're not happy because the show you like is going away.
Mm-hmm.
But are you satisfied? You know what I'm saying? Does it make sense? Are you satisfied with that? Breaking Bad, that I, you know, if I ever have time to just go back and binge watch something, I'll go back and see that show. I've seen a couple episodes. So many people tell me how much I like it. I never really got to see it. Said that it had a good ending.
Yeah, finale. See, I guess that's where being a contrarian bites me sometimes. Because
yeah.
That's all like I've it. Had for the last 5 years is family and friends say, you've got to watch Breaking Bad.
Right,
and
you
I
haven't seen it?
I watched the first two episodes and I was like, eh. I could live without this. I know
a lot of people that really like it.
At some point, I'm going to have to check it out. I guess a more recent one, last night, was the series finale of The Big Bang Theory. And, you know, that's been maybe the most popular show on television for years now. Each of those main actors making $1 million an episode. I didn't realize last night was the series finale. That's another show that I haven't checked out very much.
People say they were satisfied with that finale.
Yeah, satisfied with that.
Also, Friends, of course, a big show with a satisfying ending for a lot of the texters. Mad Men, The Shield, mm-hmm. on that list.
Dink says MacGyver. Now, I
was going to challenge that because I Dink, you got to help me here. The tear jerking. Show finale of MacGyver.
Well, I'm wondering, did MacGyver finally not make it out of a predicament?
That's
was that
right.
The last episode?
MacGyver was in a jam, and he did not have that piece of foil from his gum to defuse the bomb. And then with that big bang, the show was over. All right, 7:39. We'll get more of these on the text line. We'll talk about is Game of Thrones finale is set Sunday night. Of course, we had the Big Bang Theory finale last night. The show finale that you feel was good. Now it's tough because if it's your favorite show, it goes away. You're probably already prejudiced not to like the finale.
Mm-hmm.
But the show, like I was a huge Sopranos fan, and I didn't want it to go away. But in retrospect, that cut to black and Journey was good.
It was genius because it let the viewer think whatever they wanted to think happened, which is, I think, the main issue with so many finales is they try to wrap it up and put a bow on it, and people have been watching for years and have their own theories of how it'll end, and if it doesn't end with what you think it'll end, then you're going to be upset with it.
All right, we're taking your suggestions on the text line, 343-0106. Let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center. We've had a perfect start so far this morning across the Bayway, the Causeway, Mobile Police Department, County. County and state troopers are telling us accident-free conditions. If you're traveling towards Loxley, Robertsdale, and 59 southbound Indian Golf Shores for the music festival, they'll have extra patrols there and also along the beach expresses. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years, and for the past 5 years, they've been the best-rated roofing company in the area with new roofs and roof repairs at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Oh no, we're out of coffee again. Wait, was it my turn to pick it up?
Azalea Coffee Service ensures you have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. Whether your business needs a coffee service or an upgrade from your current service, family-owned Azalea Coffee Service is proud to have served Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years and understand the value of customer relationships. For complete coffee, water, and vending services, call Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178.
FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. I'll say hello to Larry Kirby at the ever-expanding LCM. Larry, let's talk about the new footprint for LCM.
Absolutely. You know, we took over the lot next door, so it gives us a lot more storage room. Plus, we get an entrance right off Highway 90 onto Plantation Road, so that makes it nice. And we got 20 cars we bought, cars and trucks we bought so far this week, so we're filling back up.
Yeah, you told us on Monday that you were looking for inventory. Obviously, you're finding it. What do you want us to check out? What in trucks, third row cars? What you want us to see?
We got it all. Matter of fact, I got two. This is not in your wheelhouse, but we got a 2011 Corvette Grand Touring Package with only 30,000 miles, and we also have a 2006 Corvette with only 50,000 miles.
Don't be so sure it's not my wheelhouse. I'm approaching midlife here, so you know, I might be getting something like that. All right, if somebody wants to check out that ever-expanding inventory or talk financing, how do they find you?
They can come see us on Highway 90 at the corner of Plantation Road and Highway 90. They can visit us online at lcmmotorcars.com. They can like us on Facebook, or they can just call us at 375-0068.
Hey, thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. Right now, let's check headlines with Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The Alabama Department of Commerce proudly announcing a groundbreaking designed to be a big win for the U.S. Air Force and for civilian employees as a new construction site of the Lockheed Martin is introduced with a target date of 2021 for the 225,000 square foot missile facility in Troy. The company says the new facility plus their current cruise missile production factory will provide the necessary space to meet the U.S. Air Force's needs. This is the first expansion since 2014. That's when they completed a $65 million expansion. The Secretary of Commerce says that, quote, over the quarter century, the company's Troy missile facility has grown from 30 employees to around 500 today, and the number is still growing. The Alabama Department of Commerce also confirms that the production of the joint air-to-surface standoff missile extended range, that should ramp up in the second half of 2022. 2 years ago, AIDT, the state's workforce development agency, they opened a $2 million, 7,000 square foot training center, and Lockheed Martin is now collaborating with AIDT by piloting the virtual reality, also known as VR, training. This morning, we're learning even more details on a deadly motorcycle accident which claimed the life of one person. Thursday, just before 5 a.m., police responded to the area of Tillman's Corner Parkway. That's where officers discovered the body of 53-year-old Mark Edward Brannon of Saraland. He was traveling southbound on N Road. Authorities say he may not have been aware that the road that he was traveling on would abruptly come to an end when he hit a guardrail. Brannon was ejected from his motorcycle and died as a result of his injuries. At this hour, the investigation is still ongoing. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
This information update brought to you by Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops. Their certified technicians are trained to restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at ProfessionalCollision.com.
I'm Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. We have an update about a body found in Dog River. An autopsy shows 39-year-old Adrian Portis was killed before his body was dumped in the river. His body was discovered Monday by a kayaker. Police are looking for his killer. 21-year-old Dalton Walker of Atmore is in jail after a chase involving Robertsdale and Loxley police. The chase topped speeds of 90 miles per hour. A female passenger jumped out of Walker's pickup during the chase and was airlifted to a hospital. The chase ended in the Rosington community when Walker crashed into a tree. He faces charges, including including reckless endangerment, attempted aggravated assault, and attempting to elude. You can help the family of an Alberta boy battling a cancer so aggressive he has to fly out of state for treatment. News 5 went along as Pilots for Christ flew Baxter Duddy and his family from Fairhope to Children's Hospital of Georgia in Augusta to meet with a special care doctor. He's been battling brain and spine tumors for the past 3.5 years.
He is the true inspiration.
We have a link to a fundraiser to help with Baxter's medical costs on WKRG.com. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Good morning, quarter till 8 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. We started off in the NBA playoffs, where last night the Golden State Warriors came back from 15 points down in the second half to defeat Portland 114 to 111.
Whoa, it's stolen by Iguodala. Took it out of his hands. Curry from half court. It's up. It's over. Golden State survives and wins game two.
Stephen Curry scored 37 points, and the Warriors now lead the Western Conference Finals 2-0. Here's Warriors head coach Steve Kerr following the game.
We stole that game. I thought they outplayed us for much of the night, the majority of the night, but you know, we brought enough competitive fire in the second half to overcome, you know, their great play.
C.J. McCollum scored 22 points for Portland, and Damian Lillard started slow, but he would go on to add 23 points and 10 assists. Game 3 in the best-of-seven series set for Saturday night at Portland. Before yesterday's game, Kerr said that Warriors star Kevin Durant will not play in games 3 and 4 of the finals as he continues to recover from a strained right calf. In the NHL playoffs, the Boston Bruins shut out Carolina 4-0 to sweep the Eastern Conference Final Series.
Tuukka Rask has a shutout. 4-0 the score. 4-0 the sweep by his team.
Bruins now headed to their third Stanley Cup final in the past 9 years. Boston goalie Tuukka Rask registered the 7th shutout of his playoff career, and the Bruins' first line took care of the offense, with Patrice Bergeron scoring twice, David Pastrnak added a goal and 2 assists, and Brad Marchand added an empty net goal to seal the game and the series. The Bruins now await the winner of the Western Conference Final to learn who their Stanley Cup opponent will be. San Jose currently leads that series over St. Louis 2-1, heading into Game 4 tonight in St. Louis. In golf, Brooks Koepka shot a course record first round 63 and leads the PGA Championship by 1 stroke over Danny Lee. The defending champion had 7 birdies and did not make a single bogey in his Thursday round, and he tied the PGA Tournament record for the lowest round. Koepka has won 3 major championships now in the past 2 years. Tommy Fleetwood currently sits in 3rd place, 4 shots behind the leader. 5 golfers are tied for 4th at 2 under par. And then you have Jordan Spieth, Dustin Johnson, Phil Mickelson, Jason Day, and Ricky Fowler all 6 shots behind at 1 under par. Tiger Woods had a roller coaster of a round. He finished at 2 over par, 9 shots behind Koepka.
2 double bogeys and having 2 3-putts today. It wasn't very clean today. And, you know, consequently, you know, a long way back.
The second round gets started this morning at the Bethpage Black Course there in New York. In the minor leagues last night, the Mobile Bay Bears rallied to defeat Pensacola 5-4 in extra innings. They ended a 6-game losing streak with the win. Game 2 of the 5-game road series in Pensacola set for tonight at 6:35. In the major leagues, Atlanta crushed St. Louis 10-2, their 5th win in their last 6 games. Cincinnati beat the Chicago Cubs 4-2, handing the Cubs their first series loss since early last month. Washington beat the New York Mets 7-6. Christian Yelich hit 2 home runs, leading Milwaukee past Philadelphia 11-3, and San Diego beat Pittsburgh 4-3. In the American League, the White Sox beat the Blue Jays 4-2. Oakland demolished Detroit 17-3. Texas hit 5 homers and blasted Kansas City 16-1. Cleveland beat Baltimore 14-7, and Seattle hit 4 homers in an 11-6 win over Minnesota. 10 minutes till 8 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger.
piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, it's been a great ride in so far across the Bayway and the Causeway. No delays. Mobile Police Department, we've got heavier traffic along Old Shell, Spring Hill, and Moffitt, and Dolphin at 65. Also near Pleasant Valley, near 65 at Government. But the good news is, no new wrecks in the roadways. Saturday night at Mobile International Speedway on Highway 90 in Irvington, it's the Southeast fastest race cars. The Wing Sprint Cars return to the High Banked Oval, and it's only $10 at the gate. Seniors, military, and public safety workers get in for only $5. See them at mobilespeedway.net. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be a warm day with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, mostly clear with patchy fog after midnight, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, sunny with highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
Getting up. A lot of text here at 343-0106 about season or series finales that were satisfying, you know, as we're talking about what Big Bang Theory last night ending and Game of Thrones ending on this coming Sunday night. Veep is in there. I don't want to hear too much because I just started trying to watch Veep lately. So starting at season one, but Veep, and then people talk about Friends and Seinfeld and those show endings. Some people liked them. Some people did not like them. And then Dan points out one that I thought that I didn't remember until Dan brought it up, and it is very touching.
What's that?
Thundercats, the cartoon series Thundercats. Thank you, Dan. Let's check headlines, and then we'll talk to Alec Dave and find out what's cooking.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. If you love your tattoos, or maybe you're thinking of getting your first tattoo, do you know where that ink came from? Here's what you do need to know. The Food and Drug Administration has recalled six types of tattoo ink over concerns that they may be contaminated with bacteria. The ink could cause infections and lead to serious health risks when injected into your skin. Common symptoms of tattoo ink-related infections include the appearance of rashes or lesions where the contaminated ink has been applied. Some tattoo infections can result in permanent scarring. So you're encouraged to ask the artist or studio about the inks that they're using. The FDA, meantime, is advising tattoo artists to avoid using or selling the following tattoo inks: Scalpank SC, Scalpank PA, and Scalpank AL, basic black tattoo inks manufactured by Scalp Aesthetics in all lots. Dynamic Color, black tattoo ink manufactured by Dynamic Color Ink. Solid Ink Diablo, tattoo ink manufactured by Color Art Ink. Now, people who believe that may have an issue with that tattoo ink, well, if you think you have an issue, you should contact your healthcare provider, and you're asked to report to MedWatch's FDA's Safety Information and Adverse Event Reporting Program. The top baby names are in, and if you live in the state of Alabama and named your kid William or Ava, the Social Security Administration says you and they are winning. Those are the top two baby names once again. For the past 5 years, the Social Security Administration, they released the top baby names. So here are the top three baby boy names here in Alabama for 2018. William, James, and John. And the top three baby girl names for 2018, Ava, Olivia, and Harper. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
7:54, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings, and it's time to find out what's cooking when we talk to our buddy Alec Naaman from Naaman's Catering. Hey, man.
Hey, man, I always love this segment. This is my favorite segment. I don't know why.
Starring Alec Damon. That's why you like it. Okay, Cajun barbecue sauce. That's our feature this week, Cajun barbecue sauce. I like both things that are Cajun, and I like barbecue sauce, but I don't know if I've ever had those worlds come together. How do we do this?
Well, you know, sometimes I make all different kind of barbecue sauces, okay?
And okay.
Sometimes I don't always smoke my meat. I just throw some pork chops on the grill, or I throw some chicken on the grill, and I got to have a nice little barbecue sauce sometimes, make everything taste good, so... So I call this my Cajun barbecue sauce, okay? I get my little saucepan out, and I saute me down some onions, and I chop them up really, really, really fine, okay? Now, that's really, really, really fine. You know, like really, really fine. And then I put me some garlic down in there, and I get a little chili sauce and some brown sugar, some molasses, some ketchup, some cider vinegar, you know, and... It's a little Worcestershire sauce. And like I said, I hit it with my Creole seasoning, a little lemon pepper, stuff like that. And, of course, lots of crushed garlic. Now, you got to crush that garlic really good. And then I just cook that down until it all kind of blends together, you know. And if you want a little smoky flavor, I always add a little cap full of liquid smoke if you want a smoky flavor in it. But anyhow, when you get through this, it's kind of a sweet but yet spicy and savory sauce. And then I just brush it on my pork chops or my chicken while I'm grilling them, you know, and let it kind of caramelize on there really good. So, anyway, I just call that my Cajun barbecue sauce with all those ingredients in it. You know, it's pretty good stuff.
It is. It's neat seeing your recipe here for it because I make barbecue sauce, basic barbecue sauce from time to time, but it seems like if you get the basic elements in there, depending if you're doing a molasses or a vinegar sauce, you can kind of... do all kind of stuff to it. I mean, there's, you know, you once it gets to a certain point, you got barbecue sauce, and you could experiment with all kind of stuff and not mess it up too much.
That's right. I mean, you can come back and add mustard to it if you like a mustard-based sauce. Certainly, there's vinegar-based sauces, you know, and the tomato-based sauces and stuff like that. So you can create different flavors with barbecue. You know, you can have Asian barbecue sauce by using a little sesame oil and hoisin sauce and stuff like that. So. It's getting to be Memorial Day, mm-hmm. So I'm thinking barbecue sauce cooking out, you know, and if I can help you, like make you some kebabs or make you some my potato salad or macaroni and cheese or macaroni salad or anything that makes your life easy, you know, call me 473-3900. We're pretty good at that, doing this kind of stuff.
Really good at it. And the sides are a lot of times people want to do their own grilling, but the sides are what take up so much time on those great family feasts like that. So, yeah, we can pull in, pick up a couple trays worth and take them with us wherever we're going for that extended weekend.
That's right. I mean, that's it. I mean, most of these kind of cookout barbecue weekends, you know, I do make the mac and cheeses and the twice-baked potatoes and things. People get that kind of stuff from me. Sometimes I make them some kebabs or things that's easy to go on the grill for them, and that way they don't have to do too much work. But anyhow, call me 473-3900. Look us up on the web at namonsbusiness.com.
As always.
Hit me like on Facebook. Hey, we're going to be out of Stankerfield tonight. We won last night. We're out there tonight. We're out there tomorrow. First game tomorrow at 3 o'clock. It's the last homestand of the season for us before the playoff. So come out and join me at Stankerfield. Got to keep one more thing. Go Jets!
There he is, Alec Naiman. What's cooking? We're coming right back. Hour number 3 of Mobile Mornings next.